And we are dear friends of this church. I met Pastor Shear at Camp Joy, Teen Camp, about 22 years ago, and preached my first message underneath his preaching. And so this church and Pastor Shear are very dear to our hearts. And I still remember the message he preached that night to me and Brother Boyd. And his message was, "Don't quit. Don't quit." And I didn't have a desire to be a pastor. I loved to preach, though, after that first message. And send the Indian, amen. Yeah, amen. And God saw fit to place us in the ministry. And we had been married 3 years, 4 years. When I surrendered to go work with Pastor Cook at the church that now I'm pastoring. And getting ready to send out our first set of missionaries this August to Nipawin, Saskatchewan. They're at 90% of their support. They're way ahead of me. And we just thank God for it, though. And this August they'll be starting their work. They have 10 kids. So they're ahead of me in a long ways. And we have a good time serving the Lord together. We're looking forward to what God's going to do. I got saved September of 1999. It was as a result of I lived in Red Deer. Let's just back the story up a little bit. I lived in Red Deer and was not saved, was getting away from everything, and had a lady at the time, and decided that it was better to serve the devil than to serve God. And through it, my pastor very wisely put me under church discipline, and graciously and properly and biblically did it, and it brought restoration, reconciliation. Through it, though, through the meetings and all of the stuff, I was coming to the point where either I was going to get in or I was going to get out. I was done of religion. And I told the Lord, I'm not saying do this, but I gave the Lord 2 months. But in those 2 months, I promised Him I would read my Bible every day. I would pray. Every time the doors were open at the church, I'd be there. During the discipline meetings, I would listen to every word. But at the end of 2 months, if He did not show Himself real, I was done. I would walk away from the church and never darken the doors again. Period. And I was very serious about my decision. And it was about a month and a half later, God graciously worked in me in that time. And even though I made that stupid saying, He graciously worked in my heart. And September 1999, on my way to church that morning, driving by myself, I knew it was going to be the day. Either I got in or got out. And Pastor Cook preached that morning, and right after the morning service, during the invitation time, I went up to him, pulled him off the piano, and there at the piano side, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. The following Sunday, my dad came up to me. I was brushing my teeth, getting ready to go to church, and they were starting a Bible Institute. And he said to me, "Are you going to join the Bible Institute?" And I said, "No." He says, "I'll see you at Bible Institute." I was joining the Bible Institute. So on my way to church, I made another decision. I love music, and I love to write music. And I decided there and then that I would learn God's Word, not because of religion, but because I wanted to know Him. And I wanted to know how to write good songs about Him. And God used that down the road to lead me to the place where I'm at today. And I thank God for it. And by His grace, we won't quit.
Amen.
Amen.
I grew up as a missionary kid. My parents were missionaries to Northern Canada, and so kind of missions has just been a part of my life. When I was 12, I surrendered to missions, and I always kind of envisioned myself in Africa. When I went to college, I wanted to get a degree that would help me there, so I did nursing at Pensacola Christian College. And after I graduated, I worked for a couple of years. I went to Camp Bimini for 2 years, did a missions trip to Ivory Coast, and the Lord just never opened any doors, or I never really felt like I was cut out to be a single missionary. And so after working for a couple of years, the Lord really just told me, you know, go travel with your parents for a year. And so I did that when they went on furlough, and in the second church we were in, I met this guy.
Yeah.
And so we ended up getting married a year later. And then So then, you know, he, at the time, he told me, you know, he didn't feel called to be a pastor, and I was okay with that. You know, I just whatever the Lord wanted. And so, you know, he ended up getting into the ministry, and so around the age of 32, I kind of was coming to a point where I was really struggling. I guess one thing is I didn't really feel like I was a very good pastor's wife. he would tell me, you know, like someone would be crying at the altar, like, go talk with them. And I get so nervous because they were crying. And, or, you know, like, go call this lady because, you know, they need some encouragement. I'd be like, I hate talking on the phone. And so it's kind of a, you know, I'm like, man, I, you know, this is what I wanted, but I'm not very good at it. And then the other thing was I struggled with my salvation. And it's something I've struggled with basically my whole life. to repeat everyone else's, but, you know, it's just something that I, had, you know, got assurance of my salvation when I was 25, and I still had no peace. I'd have, you know, months and years where I was fine, and then I'd have months and years where I just, you know, it was just, it was a real struggle, and I was ashamed of it. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I never even told him I was struggling. So, the year I was 32, I just told the Lord, okay, I don't want to keep going through this. You have to show me this year. I'm either saved or I'm not saved, and I need to figure out, like, what in the world is going on. I'd make checklists, you know, reasons why I'm saved, reasons why I'm not saved, and it was just, it was ridiculous, but I didn't know what to do. So a year had gone by, and Lord led me to talk to another pastor's wife who had gone through something similar, and the Lord really began to show me that some of my self-righteousness and pride and how, you know, I wanted to be a little kid getting reassurance of observation. I didn't want to be an adult. I didn't want to be a pastor's wife getting saved. And so that night, God really broke my heart. And I prayed with her. And, you know, I felt better. A couple nights later, this preacher was preaching. And he just made the statement, something about, you know, if you didn't repent when you got saved. And this fear struck my heart, and I thought, oh no, like, I don't think I said anything about repentance. And it's like the Lord struck my heart, and he said, as long as any part of your salvation depends upon you, you're going to doubt. Yeah. And that night, God just...
Yeah. from that night, what you're going to see in this video is a result of what God's done in our hearts and in our church from that time forward. And we've seen God bless and mold us and change us and grow us, and seen God do the same thing in our church. And we thank God for what He's doing, what He's planning to do. We're looking forward to seeing more churches get started, more people get saved. But like Brother Jason said tonight, ultimately, glorifying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I pray you'll enjoy the movie. To Canada. We have five beautiful daughters. Canada is a great country. There's just over 200 churches. We've been able to see another 30 independent Baptist churches started this last year. However, 30 more of those churches have lost their pastors. Here in Calgary, we have six gospel preaching churches with 1.5 million people. We need a lot of help. Are you ready? Wednesday is my last day of work. We have given our notice 3 weeks ago. And Wednesday will be the last day that I answer the phone as Jason from Controls Plus. And only answer our personal phone as Pastor Jason from Old Path Baptist Church.
Hello, my name is Pastor Brian Rice from Cornerstone Baptist Church, and I'm excited to share with you a little bit about Jason Bucher, his dear wife and family, and the ministry of Old Pass Baptist Church. I'm excited about Pastor Bucher and his family, wonderful young folks, wonderful children, and faithful to the Lord, very talented. Pastor Bucher has a heart to serve the Lord with all of his heart. Our church is partnered with Old Paths, and we're excited about Pastor Bucher being able to go full-time as a pastor in the city of Calgary.
I think by far our favorite outreach program is the Stampede. This is the one where the Lord has blessed our church immensely. We started, I remember our first year, we started with 12 people. We brought in the pastor at that time, the missionary, Pastor John Cook. His son came up to preach for us that year. It was just our church. And then the next year we had 130, I think it was. And then the Lord just took that and brought in 400 after that. And after a couple of years, our last one at that location, we were meeting in a RE/MAX center. At that location, our last one was just over 1,700 people came through, and each one hearing them the gospel in song and word. Every half hour, we have a gospel message by a preacher, and we have kids chorale and all that kind of good stuff where everybody who comes through the grounds gets a John Romans and a track, an invitation to church. By God's grace, we try to witness to each one of them. But most of them hang around to hear, if not two, maybe three messages on salvation. And this last year was our second year having it at the new location God has given us. And we had 550 this year. So 550 souls that got to hear about salvation.
In October of last year, I believe it was, got baptized at the same time as my daughter, and then in, I believe it was January, February, my husband got saved. We absolutely love Old Path Baptist Church, and we love the family here. I had to get used to people calling me sister. I'm not used to it. And so as my husband has had to get used to people calling him brother because he's not used to it either. But these people here are like family to us.
Having a full-time pastor can help a lot in the ministry, considering that his focus will be concentrated in one thing, and that is the work of the Lord.
He's an incredible person, kind. Unselfish, helpful, and because of him I found again my faith. To have a full-time pastor here, that would make such a huge difference for so many people, not only for the community, but to reach out to people like me that has lost their faith and need to be saved.
It's become too much that with the ministry the way it is, we need to go full time. God has called us to this church and to help build this church, to help the saints. And right now, we cannot minister to the people effectively. The Lord has allowed us to have Wednesday night and Friday night Bible study. So now we need to, I do believe we need to take that a little bit further and be able to minister to our young Christians, to help them with Bible study, help them grow in the Lord so that they can go forward and do the same thing. I love our church, and I pray this be the mindset not only our church, but every church in North America. But we can see our people grow and mature to a place where when God calls them, they can go be a blessing to another church and help other churches get started, help soul win, help bring lost in. And we've seen God do this in our church a couple of times already. It's been hard to watch him leave. It's been hard to go to 30 and down to 13 and see it back come back up and go back down again. But a blessing to watch God answer our prayers.